what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small dawn is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
We're here. That's what I've been trying to say the whole time. This is the St. John Forward Radio Show. We're live on local FM, and this is the show. I'm St. John's number two stand-up comedian, currently probably St. John's number one radio DJ. Top-rated across all stations, I guarantee. I think this is episode four, but I'm a little radio vet, but we've got an exciting guest. We've got Mark Splood coming up later in the program, but to start out, I'm just gonna marin it up a little bit and have, I should call this segment my marin moment, and I'll just blather on about nothing. This will be like, if you're listening to the podcast version, this is the part that you skip ahead to until we get to the good part. But I was going to start my first foray into getting my broken brain checked at by a professional today. I bravely signed up for my first therapy session today, just because why not? I might seem pretty together, everybody, but there's probably some pieces that could be screwed in a little bit tighter, maybe. We'll see what happens, but I like to be a self-aware person, so I figured I get most of my therapy out on stage, but it might be nice to have somebody to actually who's allowed to respond to the ridiculous things that I say about myself and maybe ask a few questions here and there. And I know a friend who's in the field, and I asked for a referral, and there was a bit of a, and that, even that was it was a big, brave moment for Mr. John Forward to humbly send that Facebook message to my friend and say, hey, I want to come to the thing, and I have no specific goals or any ideas in mind. What do you think? And she suggested some people. One person wasn't taking patients. This other person has a long waiting list, so I got the third best option. Actually, first, they suggested somebody else, which kind of sounded familiar when they said the name to me, and then I went home and I looked through my yearbooks. I'm like, yeah, no. I graduated high school with this one, so that's probably not somebody that I want to go on low. I didn't know this woman. I don't think I've ever had a conversation with her, but still would be weird. So I get somebody else in her office. I make the appointment, and they're like, all right, Monday at 1 p.m., I made this appointment like a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. I sent my boss an email saying I would be taking a long lunch break. And I went, I lined up. I had my my job all set up for somebody to keep an eye on things for me for 2 hours. And I was worried. I was a little bit worried that I would be crying my poor eyes out and have to come back to work and pull it all together. But I had everything set up. I didn't really know what I was going to talk about. I made some notes on my phone just because they're going to ask me, what are you here for? And I'm going to say, I don't know, but here's the list, and you tell me where we start. And then I drove all the way out to Rossay, and I got there 15 minutes early so I could fill out the paperwork like they asked me to. And it turns out that my appointment is for next week, so nothing. I'm just going to have to live my life in shambles for another week. And I guess this is going to be my therapy session. So I'm just laying down here on the floor with the microphone. And you're my therapist. I'm going to imagine that you're nodding and taking notes. And anyway, that's enough of this week's Marin moment with St. John Forward on St. John Forward Radio. We're going to play a song, which I think this is my pitch to be his new theme song for his podcast. He'll take a minute, but you'll know why. But this is Morphine with Good. Actually, this has two meanings. One of them I just thought of but didn't intend.
Something tells me you can read my mind, yeah. Something tells me you can read my mind. Your brain is calling to me one more time. Your brain is calling to me one more time. Your brain is calling to me one more time. You're good.
Seen America's Got Talent. Mr. Mark Splood, my guest.
Hey, how are you, John?
Host of the Spludcast.
All right, let's not get crazy. First of all, I got
St. John's number three stand-up comedian.
Is that where I fall now?
I don't know.
Oh,
you've been off for a few months. You slip a little bit.
That's right. I actually stepped away. So I don't really have a ranking right now. I'm kind of in semi-retirement a little bit. But let me ask you, John. You're going to see a therapist. What'd you do?
What do you mean?
Like, what'd you do to get the... Didn't the judge send you to...
No, this is voluntary.
This
is a journey of self-discovery.
Oh, shit, what?
You sound like... I mentioned somebody at work, the guy that was going to be filling in for me at work in the lunchroom, he's just like, oh, so what's going on, physio
appointment? You work in the lunchroom?
No.
Oh, okay.
There is a lunchroom at my work.
Oh, at your work. Okay, all right.
You know, people have jobs, they have to stop and they eat their lunch sometime in the middle
of the
day.
Listen, I used to have jobs too, John, all right?
But the guy that was going to be watching my stuff for me when I was out, he asked me what I was doing, and he thought it was a physiotherapy or something, because I messed up my neck a few months ago and had to go to a bunch of those.
Right.
And I said, therapy, and I just kind of just said what I was doing, but he thought I was joking and kind of laughed. And he's like, that's the story you're sticking with? And I said, therapy. And he's like, oh, what, for your neck? I'm like, no, for my brain.
My brain.
He just laughed like I was joking, and I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because I've done that too, but it was, you know, like I had to go.
Yeah.
You know. So you went out there expecting this week was your appointment, and it wasn't.
Right.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know if this was my bad or if just last week I was on the phone with the receptionist, and she just said, oh, well, we can fit you in on Monday. Like, she did. I think she just said Monday. So
without a date.
I assumed it was the following Monday.
Sure.
And not just the Monday of the block that she happened to be looking at.
You think they're maybe trying to drive you a little bit crazier before you get in there to ensure they're...
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way they get to waste the whole first thing talking about the trauma of the missed appointment.
Right,
for the
exactly.
First time. That's a free hour.
And how you're frazzled and you can't even keep your appointment straight.
Yeah.
You know.
That could be it.
So what's the catalyst that you're signing up for therapy here? Have you been banging your head against the wall or?
Well, as you're aware, there's many things. There's probably some mom stuff in there that needs to be worked out. But
dude, if you haven't worked your mom stuff out on stage yet, John, that laying down on a couch is not going to help you.
I know. But I get into conflicts with a lot of people, as you know.
No.
And on each individual basis, I feel like I'm in the right and the other person is a piece of trash.
Well, since I have never had a problem, I'm going to have to agree with you.
But on each case by case, for sure, I'm 100% right, but there's a lot of them, so I might be doing something to antagonize people.
You know what's funny? I actually said this the same thing to Jamie the other night. I was like, maybe people think that I'm an a-hole because
I've had beefs with, you know, say like four or five different people. And usually when that happens, you got to look at yourself and say, hey, am I the problem? In my case, much like yours, I'm not the problem.
I know. You're just probably another poor man suffering through the world, always being right. And you're just waiting to be proved wrong so that you can grow as a person. But it
just
doesn't come.
It's not happening.
I know.
We're comedy soulmates, John Ford.
Yeah, so, yeah, and there's that. And, you know, and I, my I probably shouldn't be saying, but another person in my life was going to seek help for other things in their life, and I felt like if you're going to do that thing that you're reluctant going to do, I'll go do this thing and work on my stuff.
Oh, okay. So you're on a journey.
Yeah.
You're on a personal journey.
And when I was hanging out with the storyteller guy when I went to Halifax last week, he was telling me like that he's in therapy and that it's really good for a storyteller just to kind of sort through your stuff, and it might just come up like something I never thought about, and then I can talk about it on stage maybe.
Right, yeah.
Maybe get a new perspective on stuff.
A storyteller comic you were traveling with? Is that what you're saying?
No, he or was. Just a he's. We went to see his show last year at the Fringe Festival. The British guy.
British guy.
His name was Gerard Harris.
Oh yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah. I went to when I was in Halifax for Yuck Yucks. They had their Fringe Festival going on, and I went to one of his shows, and I went to a storytelling workshop that he put on.
Oh, okay.
And,
cool.
And after his show, we hung out in the thrift store that he was standing in, and. Had some drinks and some smokes and had a good time, lots of talking.
How was the workshop for you?
Well, I got to tell a 7-minute story and kill it in the room.
But did you get anything else out of it?
The feedback on my story. I told the one about saving my family from the drunk driver in my driveway.
Right, yeah. It didn't end so well.
Yeah. Well, I told that story, and just hearing the feedback from people and just saying things that I never really would have thought about, how, like, as I'm telling the story, I'm just automatically answering any of the questions that pop up in their head.
Right.
Like, about... like what the family situation is, and like just kind of the geography of where I am in the different spots and the thing that I never really thought about, and just establishing before I say what actually happened, I explain like this is what a normal night looks like, but then this happened.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff that I never really thought about. And one person said something about how, like, I'm talking about this kind of thing that in a lesser storyteller's hands would just come off whiny, like, oh, this horrible traumatic thing happened to me in my childhood, but I'm telling it just kind of as very factual without judgment.
Sure.
Which I never really thought about either, so.
Yeah, yeah. And different perspective than on your storytelling.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And we talked to him, and I sent him like a YouTube video of my May story from the St. John Theater Company, the YouTube version of
the
one I did on the Hoveland thing.
Yeah.
And we hung out and talked for like 2 or 3 hours after his show.
And where's he from? Is he from Halifax or is he from like Montreal?
He tours around. Like, all he does is like Fringe Festival type stuff.
Much like Al of France. One-man
show. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he knows James Mullinger. We talked. He told me about this crazy like show that they did that was like a converted like public bathroom that they put a comedy stage in, and apparently James did really poorly, and it was pretty spectacular.
Video?
No.
I don't hope that James does poorly, but I love a good story.
No, it seems like one of those awesome like comedian just starting out and doing a really garbage gig and just having like it go as badly as it possibly could.
Sure.
I like hearing about stuff like
that. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I lived through some of those. No public bathrooms yet.
I've lived through a couple. I've lived through a couple for sure.
Yeah, I was starting to think, like, I've had pretty good sets lately, so I think I'm due for another crushing failure.
Yeah, that's true. You've had a hell of a run in 2016, man. I think you really turned a corner at the start of this year. You've been on fire. I had to book you twice at Chuckles. You've been doing so good, John.
Wow, twice in a year.
Won't be booking you anymore at Chuckles.
No.
Yeah, no. No. And not because you did poorly, because you actually did really well last weekend. But, apparently, I suck as a booker, so.
Well, yeah.
Which is obvious.
You're booking John Forward, the likes of which.
Twice in 4 months!
Gross. Nobody wants to see that.
Twice in 4 months.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
But anyway, let's take a quick break. My throat's kind of clamming up.
Yeah, mine too. Gee, I need a break.
Water or something.
Not used to this.
I was looking for this CD the last several weeks, and I could never find it. I don't know if it was missing or if I found it. But like a motorcycle, I went to high school with one of these girls, and we hung out with them at Evolve last year when I was doing comedy. And
like a motorcycle,
cool,
and
yeah.
The broad that you went to school with. She's what, lead singer, or what does she do?
She plays bass. I think I don't think she's the lead singer. No, I think she does some
bass and
singing.
Back vocals. Yeah.
If I'm wrong on this, I apologize, Jill. I don't remember. I'm always really hazy when I see them play live. But yeah, they're a good band. They're from Halifax, and yeah, I saw them play at Gus's Pub one time when I was down there, where they do the Mega Comedy Mondays.
Oh, all show. My friends down there at Mega. Comedy Mondays.
It's just, yeah. Anyway, no comment. Actually, no, you had a request. Do you want to play your song now? Or I just talked up Like a Motorcycle.
Yeah, let's, you got to play Like a Motorcycle now. Jeez.
Let's see. I don't know what any of their songs are called. I'm going to go with Dead Finger. That sounds like a good one.
Dead Finger.
All right. Turn on the CD. A motorcycle on St. John Forward Radio. It's 20 past the hour.
I don't miss doing that, John.
You don't miss that?
I don't miss that at all, my friend. No. I had to walk away from that. I couldn't do terrestrial radio. It just was not for me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like, I don't know anybody. Like, does anybody listen? I'm on the radio, trash talking the radio. That's a path I shouldn't go down.
The station I worked at had, like...
Well, commercial radio, you
like, 35,000 was their listenership. Their, you know,
yeah, I still don't entirely understand how you can count ratings of radio.
I don't get it either, but they do have some kind of formula. But for me, it was just, you know, more than half of my breaks in a five-hour show were just plugging winter tires or this deal or, you know, it was just, it got too disgusting, you know. It wasn't like that when I first started. It didn't seem to be like that. I had a little more freedom, and then the copy started coming in as they were trying to get ratings and advertising, and yeah, it just wasn't for me, man.
I had a thing a few years ago. Were you, yeah, you were probably back in town when they were all protesting, or when they were striking from the radio station.
Yeah, yeah, on Union Street, yeah. Yeah.
I made some snarky Facebook post about how, like, the horse and buggy drivers aren't out protesting that the new cars came. Like, just get over it. Like they're complaining that they we went to school for this and we should be getting paid this much. Like, you get paid what the market will bear. Like, that doesn't mean that people aren't, like, being shady, but,
like, you know, you're getting exactly what you're earning here tonight at this radio show.
Yeah.
But really, though,
but,
you
like,
know?
As if they're the only people that have, like, some kind of education that they can't find a job in their field.
Right.
And then, like, radio stations hire some poor schmub off the street like Mark Splude.
Exactly.
No training at
right?
all. But
how crazy was that?
Yeah. But, like, I made the point, like, if... And I said something, and I think... Gary Stackhouse responded like something like, yeah, if you want to talk about it, like, come down. I'm making it sound more threatening than I think that he meant.
Oh, okay, right. I'm like, oh, wow, he's throwing the gauntlet
down. I don't think he was picking a fight with me. But
he just wanted to discuss it with you, maybe change
But I was like, sure. And I didn't have nothing else going on. I went down, and I went to the radio station. I forget the guy that I talked to. It wasn't Gary Stackhouse.
Right.
It was a really nice guy. He's got one of those same.
It wasn't Gary Stackhouse. It was a really nice guy.
I've never met Gary Stackhouse, so I don't know. But the other guy that I talked to, we sat down and talked for like an hour, and I gave him my whole... This was when I was like deep into the anarchy libertarian stuff. And
right.
Basically saying, like, why are you arguing that you deserve to be paid this much? Like, why aren't you telling us, like, instead of just saying, this is what you need to give me because I checked off all these boxes, why don't you prove your worth? And, like, they were doing, like, an internet pirate radio show thing, and I was just saying, like, if you need to make your case that you're an essential part of this thing. If that radio station is cutting back on DJs so that they can just put it on shuffle and pay nobody anything, and their listenership isn't affected,
yeah,
then what
why
are you
wouldn't
doing?
It? It's business.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you need to, like, it used to be, like, nobody listens to the radio anymore. Like, well, I guess Joe has big ratings based on whatever nebulous formula.
Yeah, quote unquote. But I mean, I think the only people that really listen to radio, you might, like, some people might listen in their car, some old school people. And I think a lot of people do listen at work.
Yeah. Like, for me, it always just seems like that's the thing that's on if there's absolutely no other
options.
That's
right. It's default. It's default audio. Absolutely. And it's so
and
horrible.
Like, and I do know people that are fans of Joe's show, but that's rare, and that never happened, like, until, like, I guess Joe Leary came around. Like, I don't remember anybody my age, like, really going out of their way to tune into, like, this show.
One person's show,
or this DJ, because the music's all garbage now anyway. They just have, like, their playlist, and they go through it, and... I made the case, like, why don't, if, and I said, like, just keep doing your pirate radio thing on the internet and get up a listenership and show them, like, this is the difference. This is how,
something.
This is what a solid DJ can do to a radio show, that this is why you can't just put your 12 songs on shuffle and just show how good it can be. You've got lots of people, like, with eyes on you now. Just say, do this, and then... Maybe that thing will get big enough that you don't need to be on the big commercial.
It did.
Radio
it's called
station.
Sirius, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a dying medium. Like, as
even
soon
Sirius
as,
is a dying medium.
Yeah. As soon as, like, Wi-Fi is available just everywhere by default, it's going to disappear.
Absolutely, and we're getting close to that point now.
So remember to tune in every Monday at 107.3 FM. But this is a community radio station. This is a different thing, and this is more personality based. And
well, you're going to play a song tonight that I chose.
Yeah,
and that's more than has ever happened all the time I was on the radio.
Yeah.
So that was the thing. One of the things that drove me out was I didn't get to pick any of my songs. So I'm sitting here in the booth, you know, going, oh, and coming up next, it's that Radar Love. Everybody loves that song, Radar Love, in seconds.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just, you know, it's dog crap. But yeah, this is different, right? You're picking, you've already picked one song, couple songs, right? I'm picking a song. We're shooting the crap back and forth. Yeah. This is what radio should be.
Yeah. And we're having a fun time, and it can go up on the internet for everybody else that lives in the future. But right now, if you're driving around, if you're in a cab and you're hearing this,
yes, you're welcome.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know how dedicated of a fan base, but
I bet you Adam Landry's listening right now.
Is he?
Yeah, I bet you he is.
Well, if you're listening, you can. What's the phone number in here? We can take some calls, maybe.
I know what it's not.
648-5925. And I'll see if I can figure out how that works without the Hovland boys to help me out. we're just here, just trash talking traditional.
Haven't started yet, but here's a call.
Oh my gosh.
We got a caller.
All right. Let's see if I can do it from the booth without even getting up.
All right.
Caller, are you there?
Really? Adam Landry, that's your go-to guy?
Nice!
Really, guys?
Oh, it's the monkey!
What the hell is going on?
Hey.
I am like the biggest John Splude Mark Forward fan. I am such
a
supporter, and for you guys to go to Adam Landry cuts me deep.
No, him just for having to know how to answer the phone on the radio, which I'm very impressed with my ability to do so.
Yeah, I'm proud of you too, John. Ian Esty on the line. I thought that you would have something better to do. That's why I said Adam Landry.
No. He's got nothing going on until our four-hour Dungeons & Dragons game tomorrow night.
Oh, boy. Oh, here we go.
Actually, not only is the D&D game with John Forward a highlight of my social calendar
me too.
Every week, which, by the way, is a very sad, sad thing and may indeed drive me into therapy as well. I'm actually sitting here listening to you guys in one ear while I'm editing an episode of Hovland featuring John Forward.
Wow. Oh,
but not featuring Mark Splude. Wow.
No, weird. But actually,
you
Mark,
had one.
I have re-rendered yours. So coming out before John Forward is the new and improved Mark Splude Hovland episode now with audio.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Awesome. All right, then you're forgiven.
Thanks. You guys are rocking it. I'll let you go and do your thing.
Thanks,
Ian. All right, you just stopped being interesting anyway, so see you later.
It goes down when the awkward silence happens on radio.
Yeah.
Dead air is deadly, man. It's time to let the guy go.
Caught him. All right. Caught him.
Cut.
Caught him. Ian Esty.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Let's take a break and regroup. We'll hear Station ID. And then we'll hear Welcome to Jam Rock by Damian Marley.
Jam Rock.
Going out to Mark Splude.
Well, what would you say?
Oh, not that
is
one.
Is this the best pop? Is this the best pop? Is this the best pop? Is this the best pop?
Go!
The best pop. Is this the best pop? Is this the best pop? Is this the best pop?
107.3 FM CFMH. The best spot in St. John and surrounding areas.
Out in the street, they call it weather.
Jam rock, jump where the thugs and jump at. 2 pound a weed in a van back. It in a your handbag, your knapsack, it in a your backpack. This melody your girlfriend contact. Some boy not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories and pose like them name Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore, cause sandals are no back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. And won't think twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to. Unless you carry gun. Guns a lot too. A beer tough thing come at you. When trench town man stop laugh and block off traffic. Then them we learn pop off and them start trap it. We dip in file long and it a beat rapid.
police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Get chopped like a bad habit. So no bother post off if you're down to it. Rastafari stands alone. Pure ghost and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings a call. Whole man to pick me. So wave on no one if you with me. To see this operation sick me. Them suit no fit me. To win election them trick with them. Them don't do nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education's basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock, said them a lock rocket. Them we pull you up a current like a shock socket. Them we run a road back which but the cops block it. And from now till a morning no stop clock it. If them run out a rounds a broke back ratchet. Southside, Northside. East Coast, West Coast. Yo. Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all. Hey.
Out in the street, they call it weather.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Jamaica.
Welcome to St. John Forward Radio. I was going to do a Jamaican accent there, but decided I didn't feel very racist tonight. So,
what did you think of that song, John? Did you like that?
It. Yeah, I did.
I never heard of. I'm a big Bob Marley fan. I had never heard of Damian Marley until I had Tyson Ardo on my podcast. He's the one to turn me on to that. Shout out to Tyson Ardo for turning me on to Welcome to Jam Rock.
Oh, we've got
another
phone
caller.
Call. Another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
I can't believe that you would play a stupid...
Hey!
Like, that has to be... I mean, listening to your stupid story at the top of the show...
Okay, that I agree with you.
About my mental illness?
All right, shut up, let me speak. Listening...
Sick, not weak.
Listening to John's rambling story about a stupid appointment. I can't believe that you would begin your show with such a... That's a post-it note, that story.
I told you this weekend that I was going to therapy. You weren't interested in the outcome.
That is a footnote to a suicide note, hopefully. And as for...
I like that. It's a footnote to a suicide note. Man, you're going to have to put that in your act, and maybe you'll get a laugh.
And as for that rogue Kent County lobster fisherman that you have in the studio,
hey,
listening to this idiot yammer on about whether or not, like, oh, you know, I just, you know, I didn't like the music, and I just need to stay true. Shut up. Nobody cares.
Hey, no one asked you to tune in, Arif. No one asked you to tune in. And I don't remember calling in and hijacking your episode, Arif.
Please call in. And then this other third loser, Ian Essie.
It's the roast of everything right now.
And then there's that loser, Arif Hussein, who's at home listening to the same thing, thinking, I want in on that.
Listen. Let me finish this stupid-ass story about dumb Ian. listening to him, just the inflated, oh, well, I was listening to John Forward, and I was doing, editing Hovland, like as though
at home people are clapping.
Any of these things are.
You gotta have an applause break, laugh break.
How are you, Arif?
Nothing. I'm all right, man.
Nothing. You're all right.
My back
strange
hurts.
Strange answer. All right.
No, doing
this is Arif Hussein, by the way. St. John's number four stand-up.
If you couldn't
comedian.
Tell already.
My neighbor gave me the side eye today. That was really hard.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Nice.
That sounds like a footnote, too, bud.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a footnote to the note that you leave when they on her corpse.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a stretch. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you.
Very
hurtful.
Thank
All right,
you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of the Spludecast, when's that coming back?
Oh, you know, I've actually got two in the can. I did a one with Travis Boyce, and in the same week I did one with the Rev, Brian Joseph Giles. But thing about me, John, it's hunting season, right? I don't really have the time to edit these podcasts.
Well, what if you just take out, like, and just release the John Forward section of the podcast?
The John
how many minutes?
Section? What do you mean?
Where, I don't know. Does my name come up? That's all I listen to.
Oh, well, you're not going to like the Travis one very much because it's a lot of MMA talk. Almost on purpose.
Yeah,
but there is, you know what we did? We put comedy and then a little MMA, then a little comedy. So you can't skip it. You got to listen to the whole thing, John. I think you're mentioned quite often. You may even be mentioned during the MMA parts.
Oh, man.
So,
Jeez.
You know, not saying for sure you are,
I'm
gonna
have
but it's
to
possible.
Listen to all the face-punching talk.
And you think you just, exactly, and you think you just had a Marin moment. You wait to hear my intro for this next one.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, sad, sick, Mark. Is that
yeah, no,
get?
It's more everyone stabbed me in the back, ticked off, Mark,
okay.
John.
No, I'll listen to that.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a tirade. More. It's not going to be a, I'm going to a therapist. It's going to be, I'm sending people to a therapist.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
I'm looking forward to recording it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just record it now, and then you can cut it out of my episode.
Yeah, well, we got to keep it clean on this air, but right. I don't think I can
Fair
do
enough.
It right now.
Fair enough.
You know.
Oh, it's such a frustrating thing to not be able to say swears right now.
I know.
I'm not being true to myself.
It's true. Oh, it's true. And speaking of Kurt Angle, no. You know, it was my idea to come on here and cut a bunch of wrestling promos. I got shot down by John Ford. However,
it wasn't a full shoot down.
No, not a full shoot down, just kind of a... You know, let's work, but you know, episode 10 of the John Forward show, St. John Forward show, is
it's when the gloves come off.
That's when the gloves are coming off. Episode 10.
How many episodes into the Spludecast before controversy started?
Before controversy started, I think I can't remember what
was there anything before when Shane got mad at me?
I remember I released the State of the Union address like the 25th of July. Something like that.
Well, no, your podcast re-sparked the beef with me and Shane long before that.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
That was after the boot camp. Was there anything before boot camp?
Like controversial?
Yeah.
Not really, man. Not really. I mean, I think I had a few people on and talked a little crap about James Mullinger. No real problems. No real beefs. I think it started like this, like kind of the start of 2016. It wasn't mostly the problem was, especially where St. John Ford's concerned, was actually a Shane Ogden Presents podcast.
Yeah, no, but I recorded one where you were asking me about it, and I said like two things about Shane that he took issue with.
Oh, right.
And then that sparked the other one. But anyway. I do like the idea of the wrestling promo, but just live, I feel like it could get away from us. I would do one like at home and pre-record it and like.
All right, we'll talk about
it. Put it together. We'll together.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Well, speaking of nerding out and doing stuff, we've got some classic H to the C moment here just for some filler. I used to like the intro for this one was kind of slapped together. I liked it, the St. John Forward thing, like a bit of the song and the Chris Trotter intro. I think
right.
It's fitting.
Oh, dude, I love your intro song. It's fantastic.
But I used to get caller. We're throwing to something else. I'm not answering. All right, hello,
John. John, I just got a call from one of my producers. I'm getting trash talked on the radio or something.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Gary, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry?
What? I don't know.
Who's Gary?
Who is this?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
I think I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah, it's James Hovey.
Jim, have you got a deer yet?
No, I haven't.
Good. Well, first of all, thank you for breaking character and answering honestly.
You just shot my transition into the H to the C classic moment. That's what you just killed.
I don't think he knew that.
That's what you just killed, James Hovey.
I didn't know that. I just have my phone's been blowing up saying that I have to call you.
Oh, Ian. You're not even listening then? Where you can time in your phone call perfectly?
No.
He gets no more time then.
Unbelievable. Well, I was just I'll explain to James again. Well, I never explained it to begin with. So we're talking about intros. I used to get really elaborate with the old H to the C intros. And this is going to get super nerdy meta, but I released an episode that was it started as our original intro that starts out as like a fake campus radio show. You'll hear it in a minute. And then it transitions like into the new one. And there's like an in-between like story that explains the mythology of why the intro changed. It's very dorky.
And, play it.
We're going to hear it.
Very deep.
St. John Forward Radio, Blast from the Past, H to the C, an introduction of a new introduction by an introduction, I think. It's cut off. I don't remember what the full... Let's see what the full title is. I got to drag it over. The introduction of a new introduction by an old introduction. That's what it's called. So, because you can't just change the intro. You have to have a canonical progression.
John, you should be an advertising man. I really believe that.
I need to. We got to get that No Jokes Barred commercial going. But anyway, James, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if you can hear this over the phone or not.
I don't know either. I can hear you. I can hear Mark.
All right. Cut me off.
All right. Bye.
Hello, out there in radio universe. You've tuned into Relative Velocity. I'm the Pan-Galactic Space Junkie. I don't, of course, broadcast to the entire universe, which incidentally is leaking. Here's a picture of it. I, of course, have a soundtastic show lined up for you folks this evening. It's going to blow your minds wide open.
H to the C is my prime directive. H to the C is required for the benefit of the universe. H to the C commences in
'm the Pan-Galactic Space Junkie.
We can't bring H to the C to the masses with this long, confusing nonsense. DJ.
Hello.
We need a rocking background song.
Soundtastic.
And we need witty banter. We need DJ. Find an old clip of MC Crosswalk saying H to the C. We'll fit it in there somehow.
Here's a picture of it.
And bring back the H to the C, motherfuckers. The fans will love it. DJ, is it ready?
It's going to blow your minds wide open.
Roll it.
there'd be a big needle going into your brain, but I'm cool with that.
I don't care. My grandfather always said, if you can't learn something in 3 seconds, it's not worth learning.
Is there such a thing as a font color that will only show up if you hold the UV lamp up to your computer screen?
Oh, we should invent one if there isn't.
I hope you were looking the whole time.
I hope so, too.
Because if you were,
you're here it comes.
All idiots.
Stupid, stupid idiot.
Dislocating your groin is probably the most painful thing that you could ever do.
More painful than when I had to look into her beautiful fat eyes and tell her that this Manitoba milk bag just wasn't going to work.
H to the C, motherfucker!
So there's that.
Yeah, I thought we couldn't swear on here.
We can't, but it's pre-recorded.
Oh, well, that's some bull.
You gotta run the swears through a filter.
Well, I would have pre-recorded all my swears.
Is the phone still ringing?
It is. Nope.
Nope, we lost it.
Yeah.
You can't call while we're playing something. And you know what? If you're not listening to this live, you shouldn't be calling
Don't be calling anyway.
Unbelievable. So that was the
introduction.
the introduction of a new introduction by an old introduction.
Here we go.
There's the phone again. Never mind talking about classic podcast history.
No.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. There.
Oh, boy.
It's me, Adam Landry.
Oh, good.
Adam, this is my show. Stop trying to horn in on it.
Yeah, well, I'd like to note that I'm listening to it right now and there's a delay, okay?
Fine. So, that can be noted.
Yeah. Well, something's all frigged up, and I think if I were there, I'd make sure there was no delay between what I'm saying and the people listening to it.
You've already been told to stop thinking, though, haven't you?
If there's a delay, then you called extra early. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure which end the delay is on, whether it's before. I just know that what I'm hearing in my headphones and what you guys are saying is not lining up, so I had to turn the headphones off. All right. I've got an important message. What do you guys have in call-ins about? I just heard about this recently.
I don't know, nothing in particular. Ian was being Ian, RF was being RF. I don't know what James was trying to do.
Yeah, well, I've got to talk about a political message that I'm worried about.
Oh, let's get into it.
Could we?
You guys know that tomorrow Donald Trump could be prime minister?
No, yeah, no. I've heard that.
That's not good.
He's too orange. We're all a little bit orange as people.
What if he was only one orange?
Well, that would be normal, but he's two orange. We are all one orange. He's taking it too far in the orange category.
Are you racist against orange people?
Exactly.
Haven't they endured enough, Adam Landry?
I think there's just the one of them. I've never seen a different orange man. But I'm just saying we should all get out there tomorrow and make sure that we vote against that.
Is Popsicle Pete orange? Or was he green? I don't remember.
He was made out of a popsicle.
Was he?
Yeah, but what color popsicle?
I think it depended on he could be whichever one he wanted to that day.
Oh, that'd be a sweet power to have.
Popsicle Pete, schizophrenic.
Yeah, but you gotta
maybe Trump has that power, and if he gets elected, then he's going to turn green.
Yeah, that would be interesting to watch, I guess.
Maybe we should vote for him.
Everybody listening to Campus Radio in St. John, New Brunswick. Vote for Trump. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the podcast out on the internet. When's the election? Tomorrow or is it tonight?
It's tomorrow. And you know what?
Wrong guy.
You guys kind of turned me around on it. Like, I didn't realize how racist I was being.
Exactly.
Against orange people. So.
Yeah. Well, that's what the St. John Forward Radio show is all about. It's about learning and growing as a community.
I also didn't realize that because we would, you know, if we voted for him, that we could change our own skin color. So. I'm up for that.
I didn't say, nobody said that.
Well, I want to try being black.
Okay. Listen.
No, let's have like an Orange Lives Matter rally in King Square this weekend.
Oh, boy.
I will attend that. I would go either way.
Because they do. All lives matter.
I'm not going to get into that. As long as you agree to go, then we'll do it. Are you going to go?
I will go to it. When is it?
Okay, go.
It's on Saturday at 11 a.m. You'll have to get up 4 hours early.
I was just telling him to kind of go, like, away.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You been doing any more rock climbing, buddy?
Yeah, I've climbed different kinds of rocks around my house. Some of them aren't that big, but I'm getting there.
Yeah. How are you making out with your new band? I forget what they were called, but we came up with it on the show.
We disbanded.
Oh, that's too bad.
Disbanded the band.
That's what bands do after a while.
Well, I saw some of your solo material on Friday at O'Leary's, and I think you've really got something special in that.
That Christmas stuff is...
Yeah, that James killer. Has been holding you back. I think as a exclusively Christmas solo artist is how you're going to find success in your life, Adam Landry.
I agree, and the important thing about Christmas music that a lot of people don't know is it's good all year round.
Oh, it's well, if a good tune is a good tune, is what I always say.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Would you like a Christmas tree in your house year round?
Well, no, but if there was enough Christmas music, the problem with Christmas music now is there's only like 8 of them. If we get up to like where there was a couple hundred, you wouldn't mind hearing it all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I get tired of listening to that Rob Halford Christmas album over and over again myself.
I prefer the King Diamond one myself, but
yeah.
No
pressure. Is there a whole album? I know he had one song.
He's got the one song. I don't know if he did a whole album. It could have been a compilation kind of deal.
Oh, you need to hear Rob Halford singing "Oh Come All Ye Faithful."
Can't stand him. Don't like Rob Halford.
What?
Nope.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
Judas Priest?
Nope.
Oh, man.
I liked their music. I'm a lyricist myself. I'm a, like big on vocals. Hated his vocals. Hated the vocals.
Rob
didn't really care
best.
For the lyrics.
I like Rob Halford's vocals better than Ozzy. I'm taking a stand.
Oh, whoa, okay, hold on. We're going to have to stop this show while I punch John Ford in the face.
You know who I like is the Bare Naked Ladies. They were great.
Right. They're pretty good.
All right.
All right, well, anyway.
We don't have to have the callers talking about CanCon, all right? We've got it covered.
All right, well, speaking of Judas Priest and Black Sabbath, we're going to hear some Schoolboy Q featuring Vince Staples right now, so they'll come back.
Do you want me to talk over it?
What's that?
Do you want me to talk over it?
Absolutely right not.
Then. Yeah, I'm going to hang up, but you keep on talking.
All right.
All right, bye.
Main reason why everyone has come tomorrow is...
Proper life, couple hundred thousand on me, nigga. Yeah, I'm ballin' life, yeah. Bitch. I think I'm Dolomite, yeah. Bitch. I'm going poltergeist. Yeah. You said this was overnight. Album 4 is really light. Yeah. Crippin' on my mini bike, either hoop or selling white. Rillo pad, the smoker's pipe. My pistol cocked, trying to fight. Say he wanna be a cuz, put his brains to the right. Bruh, this ain't the 80s, man. Niggas shooting everything. Anything, you know the gang we represent. Specialize in pistol grip, shooting out my mama's whip. Always got an empty clip. Top dog in this bitch. Niggas putting dicks inside your baby mama's lips. Shooting all the witnesses, that ain't no fucking murder scene. Prips don't fuck with Crips, on nice jeans look like the rival team. Wrong hat shoes, put your ass on up forever dream. Heating up the summer to the winter fall, spring clean out. Ride out. Smoke, re-up, don't cheese up, hold to no freeze up, eyes close, ride out, smoke, re-up, don't cheese up, hold to no freeze up, eyes close. Young nigga and I'm proper like. Couple hundred thousand on me, nigga. Yeah, I'm ballin' like, yeah. Bitch, I think I'm Dolomite, yeah. Bitch, I'm going poltergeist, yeah. You said this was overnight. Me and Vince, we crackin' like crippin' in the afterlife. Yeah, cause at Ramona Park we beef with everybody. Light or dark, I spark, don't fuck with narcs. So don't be talking about me, my big homie. Name me, get him, kill him. Cause if I got him, I'ma kill him. I ain't playing with him. I'm from the bottom, that's the top of the town. We on the boat, so they clicking up and knocking us down. My burner tucked, I learned from Jeff, so I ain't turning it down. Get the bus and know you bluffing, nigga. If that bitch can't make me rich, then ain't no need in fucking with her. Turn around and fuck her sister. Heard that bitch got eaten.
BT. Long Beach ain't some shit like me since Tracy D and DPG. I went and got a burner on the day they murdered Baby D. I'm in that Benz with Lil Boy, so Lil Boy don't play with me.
Huh? I'm riding Sykes to Hoover Street, my knuckles full of teeth. Try to creep on me, you're dying in your homie seat. Keeping my gun in reach, fillet the beef, clip reach from Big Side to Norfolk Beach. In a stolen expedition, in your hood can shoot a mission. Been a mathematician, low nine, subtracting eight. I'm keeping one for just in case, no cover face, but I ain't tripping. Blunt was laced, niggas know I'm round the way, so ain't no liquor stores today.
Ride out, smoke, re-up, Jesus.
Proper life, couple 100,000 on me. Yeah, I'm ballin' like, bitch, I think I'm Dolomite. Bitch, I'm going poltergeist. You said this was overnight. Me and Vince, we crackin' like, crippin' in the afterlife.
We're about ready to ride out here on St. John Forward Radio.
Who was that? What was that song?
Schoolboy Q. Ride Out.
Ride Out.
So, yeah, I was listening to... he's got a new My Head song, That Part, in my head the other day and decided to put on the album. It's only a few months old.
I've never heard of him.
Trevor Muxworthy's into it. He was, I remember hearing That Part on one of Trevor's live Facebook videos at one point.
Oh, nice.
And that reminded me. I was like, oh, yeah, I love that album.
Schoolboy Q.
I think it came out over the summer, something like that.
All right.
I saw him as a... I never really heard of him. I saw him as a guest on the Comedy Bang Bang TV show.
Oh, okay. Right.
But we're nearing the end of the show. So this has been Mark's Plude. Do you have any upcoming... things you want to
I have no plug? Upcoming things other than the roast of John Ford, and we're still looking for a venue for that.
December 9th or 10th, depending on what it is.
Somewhere here in town.
If you know the people that run Callahan's, the word's out there. Put the pressure on.
That's going to be a good roast, though. Travis Boyce, Dan McCarthy, just a slew of great comics, the roast of John
34
Ford.
34 comedians.
No, it's not going to be that many. Not going to be that many. It's going to be about a dozen awesome comedians.
Yep. And so, we just did, I forgot to plug Sunday Afternoons last week. That just happened yesterday. If you can time travel, you can go see that.
Right.
I've got the R Bar show, No Jokes Barred, coming up on November 19th.
I got shot down for that one. I'll be there in December.
It's already on the lineup, and even Mark
Splude. I got it off Facebook, that's why.
Even Mark Splude can't come up to John Ford and be like, can I have a spot? I'm like, I'm sorry, but
yeah, right?
No room.
Like, what happened to my clout? I had all this clout in July. I take a break, everyone hates me.
Yep.
All right.
So November 19th, Mark Splude will be there.
I'll be there.
He's second on the waiting list after Travis if somebody cancels.
And so. Travis might get, you know, Nancy Kerrigan too. You never know. You know.
And then we'll be back for No Jokes Barred Deluxe on December 4th at O'Leary's. I don't have anybody booked on that one yet.
I bet you John Ford's on that
probably,
one.
Probably, unless
he's been doing great.
I've given up my spot before.
Yes, that's true.
I'm a good guy.
You are a good guy, John Ford. Thanks for having me, bud.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming. And then, No Jokes Barred, first Friday every month at O'Leary's, third Saturday every month at the R Bar. Spludecast on SoundCloud or iTunes or whatever.